Story. Pimples and butt cheeks will change your life.
Yeah.
AMWSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome back to another week of fun and shenanigans and sweet nothings.
Yeah.
I got it in there that time.
Sure did.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always, twin brother Billy to my left.
Hello.
And to the left of him is Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Thank you.
Everybody's got hats with mesh on in the back of them tonight.
I noticed that.
Trucker hat night.
It's trucker hat night on the Hoolies Hoolies.
On public radio.
Trucker hat night on public radio.
Public radio.
Like,
trucker
sounds
hat
like
night.
A Gordon Lightfoot CD.
Everyone's favorite night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually saw Bill when he purchased this hat today. I ran into Bill in the city.
Yeah,
I know. It's unspeakable.
In Wrigleyville. Two Sox fans.
Hanging out in Wrigleyville.
Walking around Wrigleyville.
I was like, how did you
shopping
see me?
For trucker
I could
hats.
Spot you out from a mile, dude.
I could spot that walk a mile away.
I was like pacing across the street, though, too. Like, I parked. I had time in between accounts. This guy's like, I'm going to be there at like 4:15. I'm like, all right. And I was like, oh, I'm only like a block away. And I'm like, I want to check this store out.
Which store is that? Because we know that Bill loves to shop. We know you love to shop.
Well, I'd driven by it. I drive by it all day long. So I'm like, I'm going to walk in there. I'd been in there before, but I hadn't been in there years.
What is it? A specialty, like a
t-shirt
shop?
Shop.
Is it Strange Cargo?
Yeah. There's one next door, too. We went in.
Like, I was just like, was walking down the street there, and I was like, interested to see what the sidewalk shops kind of looked like. And I just got out for a second. I parked my car, and I walked over there. And as I'm, like, standing outside looking in front of this sidewalk shop, he runs up, like, just gets this tap on my shoulder. I turn around. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. What are you doing here right now?
Yeah.
I was watching
quite
you.
Shocking. I was like, what?
I told him 35th Street was the other way.
That's pretty random. Clay, what were you doing over there?
I was working. I had an appointment with a guy, and he delayed me by an hour and a half, so I had to kill time.
So you're like, all right, I'll go over and take a look at the t-shirt shop, too.
I was walking. I was actually probably making my way towards Al's Beef over there.
Yes.
Which street is that?
Clark Street?
Clark and Sheffield.
Okay.
And I was like, what am I going to do for an hour and a half? And I'm glad I bumped into him because it killed like an hour. He went into Strange Cargo and started designing his own hats.
Did you design that hat?
We were probably there
for like
20
minutes.
Picked
out a plain trucker's hat and then bought a patch and had it assembled at the store.
Can you put the patch on the hat here?
I was like, sure.
A Chicago flag patch, which looks nice on the hat.
Let me see that. Turn around. Let me see a gander at that. Isn't that cute?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So Bill had a build your own hat day at work.
Bill
today.
Bought three hats.
You know,
today.
People from work.
Three hats.
Yeah.
Guy bought three hats.
They were $7.
He bought three hats. I bought nothing.
You bought nothing, Clay?
I just hung around like I was his girlfriend.
I even said to him though, I'm like, do you want a hat? And you're like, no, I'm good.
He goes, you want a Bears hat? I go, the Bears are terrible.
There were $7.
So did you build all three of your hats?
No. Or just... I got one.
One was already built. Mm-hmm. He built this one, and the third one is yet to be built. He found a patch that's from like a gas station attendant shirt.
Yeah.
And it says Bill.
Oh, how cute.
So he's going to put that on a trucker's hat and be a true trucker.
True trucker.
Are you really, Bill?
Thinking about it.
But they couldn't
do that. Thinking about it?
No, we were laughing. I was like, look at this, dude. And he's like, get it.
For sure.
And I was like, all right. I was like, how much is the patch? He's like, oh, it's free with the hat. I was like, how much is the hat? $7. I was like, sold.
You know how many smart alecks are going to be like, hey, Bill? You walking around?
Probably.
He wants that, Clay.
Yeah, he does.
He wants to be called
Bill. He wants
Bill
to be high
fiving. By a stranger.
He wants to be high fiving strangers in Wrigleyville.
And you have you're rocking double V-necks tonight, Bill.
You don't
Is
see
this
that
like
a lot.
Pick on me, my what I'm wearing? You got an 1871 t-shirt on that's too tight for your
Yeah,
gut.
What is that?
It's a little tight for me.
Is that
Howard Tolman gave me this shirt. You know who Howard Tolman is?
No, I don't know.
Is he a Civil War general?
He sounds like one, doesn't he?
1871.
1871.
Right after the war.
Is Chicago's tech incubator.
Right.
Yeah.
Howard Tolman was the former chairman and founder and CEO. He wears these a lot. He's very wealthy. He's one of the most
wealthy.
Oh no, he's one of the, he dresses hippie. He's kind of like
he's
one of those
Ben and Jerry.
Yeah, he's got kind of like the old white hair. Like but this guy, Howard Tolman's got to be like 80 years old almost. He looks like he's like 50, It's nice. Unbelievable. He must be, he must have just amazing. He's
got a microchip in his brain.
He eats a lot of good McCann's Irish oatmeal every morning. That's what he does.
He pounds it.
But, yeah, he gave me this shirt when I had my. There he is, Clay. Look, and he's got the shirt on. Thank you, Mike.
God bless.
See, look at that. It's my Howard Tallman shirt.
He kind of looks like.
What does he look like, Clay?
The guy from Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Jackie Martling a little bit, doesn't he?
He looks a lot like Jackie Martling.
He would probably not like to hear that. Hey, you're in the middle of a venture capital meeting. Hey, Tallman, you look like Jackie Martling. You
probably wouldn't know who
Jackie
was.
The Joke Man Martling.
He looks like Jackie the Joke Man.
Yeah, he does look like Jackie the Joke Man.
Now, tell me what Lefkofsky wants here for...
What if he's like, you know how many times I've heard that?
What if he all of a sudden just turned to you and went, I am Jackie the Joke Man.
He goes, you're hired.
By the way, I created him.
Here's $17,000.
Yeah. Anyway, Howard Tallman, Clay, is one of the most well-respected art collectors in the world.
Wow.
Maybe he'll buy a Clayton O'Brien painting.
Sure.
He likes nudes, though. Have you ever done any nudes? Have you ever painted nudes, Clay?
I've done a back view of a nude.
I'm looking at Pat going, where's this going?
I've never like used a nude model or anything. You just do it from imagination.
Well, you should get a nude model. Maybe we should broadcast live.
Larry Flint supplied me with some photos I could use for reference.
But those aren't art. Those are porno.
No, that's art, my friend. Hey, big dog, that's art.
Hey, big dog, that's art now.
But yeah, he's in the weird stuff. I'm right up his alley, right?
Well, I mean,
I'll jack up the price by like five.
Well, he would want to jack up the price. I think he would probably. You would put it out there and say, "Yeah, I'll give you that for 100," and you'd say, "No, I'm going to buy it for 100 grand."
I'd say fine.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
And write COB on the bottom of it, right?
I'd write thank you on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what's the shirt say? Tater tots and hot slots.
It says hot slots and tater tots.
Hot slots, referring to slot machines.
Yes, correct.
And tater tots, referring to delicious potato.
Yeah, late night food
snacks
that they have at the
bar.
Is
that a place?
Yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt that my friend John Downs owns the establishment. It's called Bartini Lounge, in North Riverside, and
you're giving him a plug.
I got this t-shirt from Moses, one of the managers there.
Thank you, Moses, for Bill's beautiful V-neck.
I asked him, I'm like, "Where'd you get that shirt?" And he's like, "You want one?" And I was like, "Yeah." It's like $15.
Thank you so much.
I thought
Moses.
He said he gave it to you.
Well, he did give it to me after I gave him the cash, but I don't know. I had to wait. Like
so
I was
you
like,
bought it.
Well, he's like, I don't really. He's like, I don't know how many I got left. He's like, if I find one, and then he came into the bar and he
Well,
threw
I
it.
Don't know how many of these hot tots and slot shirts I got now. If I find one, maybe I give it to you. But $15 and it's yours. Well, Bill,
are you admiring it?
I love it. I love everything about your getup tonight.
Well, I'll have to tell John Downs that you appreciate what his t-shirt designing capabilities are like.
I will.
Yeah.
Now, Clay, in your visit to see Bill, was Bill smoking when you happened to run up on him? No?
No.
Very rare.
It was rare, but he was
Dude,
about
this was
to
an
walk in the store.
Mission. Like, I parked the car, and I was like, I'm walking in there. And I walked in there.
It was In-N-Out Mission. That took an hour.
15 minutes. I saw you at like 3:45. I was in my account at like 4:15.
That's a lie.
That's the truth. You can ask Phil from Applebyte.
You could ask
Applebyte? No, what's Applebyte?
It's a liquor store that I take care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could ask Carlos, who I had to meet.
Yeah, well,
all right.
I don't know.
I'll put Carlos versus Applebyte any day.
Carlos Applebyte. Now, there's a character name, right?
Detective
Applebyte.
Houston PD.
Tracks down the two white Irish guys in Virginia.
Houston PD?
Cargo.
Yeah.
Detective Carlos Applebyte, Houston PD.
Let me roll my sleeves up for you.
Let me roll my sleeves up for you. That's what he says before he interrogates.
Do you think anyone's ever said that?
Sure.
Before rolling their sleeves up? That's bizarre. Let me roll my sleeves up for you.
Yeah.
This is kind of entertaining.
I think the only time that anybody ever says, let me roll my sleeves up for you.
I can see, let me roll your sleeves up for you. If they're like, you know, like got paint on their hands or something.
Let me roll your sleeves up
but
for
let
you.
Let me roll my sleeves up for you is a whole different ballgame.
That'd be like a really funny scene where a guy's like selling a car and he's like,
Hold on a second. Let me roll my sleeves
roll
up for you.
For you. Let's get show down to nitty gritty and do some crunching numbers
let
now.
Let me show you my forearms.
Yeah.
Let me show how much that I write in pen on my forearms. Look at these numbers on my forearms.
This is how much you'll save.
Mm-hmm. The only way I could see somebody doing that is if they wanted to maybe show their watch off, right?
perhaps.
Oh, you like the watch? Let me roll my sleeves up for you. Let me take a look at that nice watch. I had a guy say that to me on the L today.
What?
He said, he goes, nice Rolex. And I said, oh, no, it's not a Rolex. It's a Seiko. it's a Japanese Rolex. All right. And it is.
Yeah.
That's what they think. S-E-I-K-O, Seiko.
It's beautiful.
I hope they hire me, Seiko.
And when did he respond to that?
He went very cool. That's what he said. I said, it's a Seiko SKX007. He went, very cool. and then I felt like a complete loser.
You loved every minute of it.
No, I thought it would put me in a weird just because I thought he was going to
steal it from you.
Yeah, I did. But he didn't look like wasn't very threatening. He was kind of a hipster with an orange beard.
Nice Rolex.
Nice Rolex.
Should have said, don't talk to me.
Did he say
that? Yeah, that would have been real Chicago-y, right? Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Back to your book, hipster.
Yeah, what are you reading there, guy?
I'm reading signs on the L.
Hey, what are you reading, Harry Potter? Don't worry about my watch.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know what made that hipster have better judgment?
Oatmeal.
It's lots of it. Big bowls of it.
Of course, as always.
Makes hipsters do smart, cool things.
Makes hipsters dream.
This oatmeal makes hipsters dream.
Dream big, hipsters.
Dream big, hipsters. Have a bowl of McCann's Irish oatmeal.
I got a few questions for us about hipsters.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, after the break sure.
All right, questions about hipsters after the break. This show is brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish-American Movie Hooli on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Cisco Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish-American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting 3 great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hooli with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at ciscofilmcenter.org. moviehoolie.org or get more info at moviehoolie.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
And we're back, 12:40 a.m. Go to the Movie Hoolie this weekend. Got a little time left. The first film was last night. That was The Dunning Man. Tonight, you can see Emerald City.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, you can go see The Young Offenders at 5:30. The show tonight starts at about the same time that this show does.
Yeah, so you probably got a better chance of going tomorrow night.
That's right.
You know, last week I mentioned our buddy Mick Conlon.
Yes,
the boxer. Right. Yes, undefeated Irish champion.
Yeah, he won again.
Knocked the guy right out.
Yeah.
Left hook to the head.
You know, Clay, we were talking about my new boxing friend at Mr. Beef.
Yes.
I saw him yesterday. His name is Christopher.
Yes.
Not Maltasanti, but close to it. He grew up in Park Ridge, but we had a lot of we had some more boxing talk. We were talking about that fight over the weekend. He had also watched it.
Nice.
But yeah, it looks like the Conlon kid is the real deal. He seems to be getting stronger with every fight.
Yeah, he's going to be really quite a contender. I think he'll be a champion soon.
Bill, typically, how many fights do you think you need to get the title
about? I think they were saying 10? That for Conlon, maybe 11 or 12.
Got it.
Around there. You know,
he's already 4 in?
He's 4 in. They were thinking that maybe probably by this time next year, he'll have maybe 10 or 11 under his belt. And then you could, you know, he'll probably do a fight maybe in June or July. And then maybe by like late October or November, you have a title shot.
Yeah.
If he's there.
Now, you know, Bill, I would love to see that.
Or they may, like, you know, like he wins 11 and then, you know, he goes into training for like 9 months.
What if he has to fight Conor McGregor?
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's like two buddies fighting.
They're not the same weight class. I think Colin fights at like 135 or something like that.
McGregor would be like, I'll get down to it.
They'd be more than happy to do it. If you go to see the Emerald City tonight, you can see Irish John Duddy. He'll be there. He's a former.
Another legend.
Yeah. Another former. He only had one loss in his career, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Bill, you said before the break you had some weird hipster questions you wanted to address.
Bill's concerned.
Well, I mean, look, what were we made before the break? What were we talking about with hipsters?
We were talking about hipsters. If they have a lot of oatmeal, it gives them good judgment.
Yeah, I know. But
we were talking about hipsters on the L.
Yeah.
Yes.
A hipster asked me what kind of watch I had on. I said it was a Seiko.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't, like, you know, so I was working the other night, and there was a girl that was working with me, and she used the term bimbo.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't heard the word bimbo in quite some
time. Since 1987?
Yeah, it was like bimbo. You know, when you were a kid growing up, I don't know, bimbo was a big word in the 80s.
Yeah, it was in the 80s.
And even probably parts of the early 90s, and then it just kind of faded away.
Guy's sister's a real bimbo. You're going to love her. She's a real
Lonnie
bimbo.
Anderson's a real bimbo.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, but then I started thinking about, like, what is the criteria for a bimbo? You know, and I was like, here's the thing. The fashion sense lately, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it.
The bimbo?
No, wait, you enjoy the
fashion
sense?
No, I enjoy what I'm about to say. Okay, so like everywhere, I'm seeing these women.
Who look like 80s bimbos?
Well, I don't know if you want to categorize them as bimbos, but they're wearing
they're scantily dressed.
They're wearing these jean shorts all over Uptown, Lincoln Park, Wicker Park, everywhere you look. Everywhere in the city.
They're wearing these jean shorts all over. I mean,
everywhere. But it's like that high. It's like that high rise cut 80s jean on women.
Yeah.
Like gives them that real like hippie look.
The long zippers.
And then they're short.
Like to the belly button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're like short cut where
they're Daisy Dukes high riders.
Yeah.
They're wedgies.
I mean, I guess that's what you would call them. Everyone's wearing them.
Daisy Duke high riders?
Everyone's wearing them. You could be like a tiny petite cheek, cheek, whatever. Yeah, I'm thinking butt cheek because it is. You could be a tiny petite.
Billy's seen a lot of butt cheeks this week.
They're everywhere. You can't avoid it. You're like, wow,
like
that's interesting.
I'd like to put a pair of wedgies on you, Pat.
So here's what I started thinking about. Because there was a girl that walked into the bar, and I was
like, look at how riled up
you know?
He is.
But I was like,
he's excited.
Do people,
he's standing up.
Do people know what bimbos are anymore? So
yeah,
I thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people know what bimbos are.
But nobody was, you know, I mean, the word.
Is that what you think? Is that what you think of when you see someone dressed
I'll
like
tell
that?
You this right now. If I was from a different planet or had never lived through the bimbo era and saw this now, you know, I would have been like, what are you wearing in my house, young lady?
What is the bimbo era? Is that the Peg Bundy era?
I thought a bimbo was like an airhead. Like
we got to
like,
look up
like,
bimbo.
I got it right
you
here.
Know, a bimbo is like ditzy.
No, a bimbo
like
is a
space cadet.
I don't know. They have it as an attractive, empty-headed young woman, especially one perceived as a willing sex object.
Big,
that would be a bimbo.
Big married with children word.
Okay.
It is.
All right, well, another one is a girl who is stupid, wears lots of makeup, and is obsessed with boys and clothes. Generally blonde, but there are exceptions. Usually hang out with other bimbos.
Does it say anything about butt cheeks in there?
No butt cheeks in the bimbo terminology. or the definition. But, I mean, I would imagine it's got to be part of the part, right?
Bill, why are you complaining about girls' butts?
I'm not
out?
Complaining, but what I'm thinking is, do millennials know what a bimbo is? You know, that's what
yeah.
my whole thing was. I'm like, is everybody just walking around with their butt cheeks hanging out and thinking that this is like, hey, it might have been a bimbo 10 years ago, but now it's mainstream?
Hey, Bill,
is that where
Bill,
we're at?
Millennial bimbo.
Is a bimbo an anomaly?
I don't want to alarm you, Bill, but there's some guys walking around with their butt cheeks hanging out.
There are. You
what's
know,
a male bimbo? A mimbo.
Yeah, well,
yeah that's been
that's
used.
Been
but that's yeah, I don't know.
Don't worry about it so much.
I don't know. It just makes you brainstorm a little bit, and you're like, bimbo?
I don't think bimbo when I see that. I think, like, wow, girl's butt's hanging out.
Yeah, you go, young. Yeah.
Yeah, but like when you would just call somebody a bimbo in the 90s, a chick would be like wearing a set of tights with boots with fur on them, and you'd be like, this chick's a bimbo. You know? And
how many?
Look how Bill said it there.
How many girls has Trump called a bimbo in his life?
Sure, thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
He's still doing it in the Oval
hey,
Office.
Bimbo, give me a coffee.
Get that bimbo over on the phone right now. I want to talk to you, bimbo.
My name is Melania.
Yeah.
Poor
it's like, where's that real estate agent bimbo that did that deal about 3 weeks ago? Call her.
Get her over here.
I need to speak with her.
And so hipsters make you think of bimbos. Is that what it
comes
down
no,
to?
No, I'm just kind of like, what, you know, I mean.
I could go on about hipsters forever. They bother me.
We went to a bachelor party over the weekend, Clay.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
We
How'd
saw,
that work out?
It was the first one I've been to in quite a while.
I don't think I can handle a bachelor
they
party.
Had entertainment.
Oh, yeah? What kind of magician?
Some of it
dogs,
involved
dogs
magic.
All right.
Dogs jumping. Yeah, there were dogs jumping through hula hoops. And everybody doing Jaeger bombs. It was
they had a puppy ball at this bachelor right. party. It was adorable.
Yeah.
But that was maybe that's what made you think of the term bimbo,
I
Bill.
Maybe that's the
I
thing. Maybe
know.
What you think of butt cheeks too.
Yeah,
could be.
I got bimbos on the brain. I got butt cheeks on the brain. I got hipsters on the brain. Maybe it's because I was at that
Bill
bachelor
should get a
party.
bumper sticker that just says butt cheeks.
I love bimbos and butt cheeks.
I'll tell you what, Clay.
I love B&B. Bimbos and butt cheeks. I love the three B's: Bill, bimbos, and butt cheeks.
It's yeah. gotta be the hat.
It
it's
is.
Be, it's the hat, yeah. Bill. I love bimbos and butt cheeks. That's a hell of a bumper sticker.
It's Bill's first self-help book. From bimbos to butt cheeks.
I'll tell you what.
The story of my liquor sales. Route.
If you sold that
story
book.
Story of me.
If you sold that book late night on TV.
My
Kevin Trudeau could sell it.
Yeah, Kevin Trudeau for
my
like
comedy
$6.99.
He could sell that to anybody.
Bimbos and butt cheeks. My story.
Bimbos and butt cheeks will change your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only $19.95.
Plus
shipping and handling.
Three installments of $19.95.
Yeah. But, you know, like.
$60.
$60.
So, like, I'm 37 years old, and, and you're, like, seeing
Forward
all,
by Lawrence
you're
Flint.
Seeing all these... You're seeing all these beautiful women, and you're like, this wasn't around when I was in college. Like, what is this?
That's Bill. What every old... That's what every guy says when he hits, like, 35, and he starts to notice all the young college girls. He goes,
Where were all these girls when I was in college?
They were there.
Nobody was like this when I was in college. They didn't dress like this when I was in college.
They were right in front of you. You were just blacked out. Probably.
I feel so missed out.
And you didn't go to Arizona State or anything. You went, you know?
No.
That's just it, right?
You got to go to a very homely place.
I went to Marquette, where everyone was wearing sweaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's your
fault. Like parkas.
Don't blame your failures on us.
Yeah.
Bill, you bring up bimbos and butt cheeks as as a bumper sticker that you were interested in having. Yeah,
sure.
And I will never forget it. I went to the... As a kid, I went to the Taste of Elmwood Park.
Oh, yeah, that's a good time.
This is a great story.
Which is a great family fun event.
Yeah.
But at that time, this was like
1988.
It was like 87, 88, yeah. At that time, they still had that, and I haven't been to the Taste of EP in a long time. Shout out to our buddy Nick Rada, who listens to this program.
Love you, Nick.
Yeah, so do I. But I'm not going to talk anything trash about Taste of EP because things may have changed.
It's fantastic.
But in 87, 88, there was still a carnival element to it. Right. And I haven't been to it recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have the guys with the tilt-a-wheels and, you know, the rides. And the
throwing the darts at balloons. Yeah, the little water
balloons. I want a big stuffed animal.
The water gun game. You know, yeah, like
carnival setting, sure.
Yeah, carnies.
Right.
But I'll remember that before I had ever seen, like, a Playboy or anything like that.
Sure.
A lot of the young kids were frying their eyeballs on some of those posters that were for the dart toss, you know, because you had a Care Bears poster or like a
Mustang,
a Gremlins poster or like a poster of a chick that said, you know, Too Hot Love Sandy with soap all over her body, and that was it. It was very risky.
We had a friend who owned that poster.
Yeah, he must have won the dart. He must have been great at darts.
Too Hot Love Sandy.
We loved going into his bedroom.
Yeah.
It was one of our friend's older brothers.
Well, we were astounded at the fact that his
fifth grade.
We were astounded at the fact that his mother allowed him to have that poster up. Right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like a seventh grade kid with a semi pornographic poster.
He had like the cool. Like,
and his mom was like, "Did you make sure you clean your room? Hi, Sandy." You know, like,
oh yeah.
He had the coolest room though. It was like you wanted that room because it was like Ferris Bueller's room.
Remember he had the
like cool
the outside of the door, the trim of the door. Was Marlboro Red boxes.
Like the covers, like perfectly. Yeah,
like
yeah.
The trim of those looked like wallpaper.
And he had like awesome CDs. And,
But it's so weird for a parent to think of like, my 14-year-old son has smoked 87 packs of cigarettes and he's got them all taped to the wall.
Yeah, right? Like you're cool with it.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, Too Hot Love Sandy. And then the Marlboro motif on the wall, very nice. Sure. Anyway, one of the posters.
The anarchy symbol?
Yeah. Maybe a Chris Angel poster?
No, Chris Angel was an infant.
No. Not yet. Remember he used to write.
That was when Angel was an infant.
That was when Chris Angel was levitating in diapers.
What did he write everywhere? Ganja or?
Scruff?
Scruff.
I don't know what that meant. Scruff.
That was his nickname, I think.
Okay.
Anyway.
Love you, Joe Bobek.
Shout out to Joe Bobek. God bless.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he also had an Iowa Hawkeyes starter coat that was very.
Oh, those are sharp.
Yeah. Old school satin one. Yeah.
Black and
just
gold.
like what Bobby wore in Can't Buy Me Love.
No, it's better than that.
Cindy
better.
Mancini. Anyway, the poster that I won.
Yeah.
At the Taste of Elmwood Park, was a poster. It was a pickup truck. It was like the back of like a. Ford F-10. Am I saying, is that a
F-10
Ford?
50?
150, you can go 150, 250.
Okay.
There's an S-10, I believe. That's a smaller truck.
All right, this is a large truck.
We'll go F-350, say that.
Okay,
sure.
It was the bed of a Ford F-10 350.
Uh-huh.
And it had about 8 women bent over.
Nice.
On the back of it.
Thongs.
With like, thong bikinis on.
Sure. But right? Like lined up nice.
Lined up perfectly.
Choreographed.
You know? Yeah, choreographed. And they were in very sort of hot pink and
all different colors.
Canary
all
yellow.
All different colors.
Anything to accentuate the butt cheeks, you know?
Sure, right.
And underneath the poster it said, "Haulin' ass."
Nice.
Yeah.
Right?
It's amazing.
And that poster hung on my wall. I won the dart toss, you know? I want that poster. I was like 7 years old, you know? And the guy was like, "Good choice, youngin," you know? He's like, "Jimmy, roll up the hauling ass poster for this young buck over here." You know, and I went and got a hauling ass poster and some funnel cake and a Italian beef sandwich.
Your mom did not let you put the hauling ass.
I put it up, and I think
it was ripped down immediately.
I think within like an hour. No, my mom never said anything. It's like I went outside to play, and then I came back in, and it was completely gone. Like it never even existed. Like it was just like off the wall.
It just disappeared.
But you couldn't. You can't be an 8-year-old kid and say, "Hey, mom, where's my
hauling ass poster?
Mom, where's my hauling ass poster? Why did you take my hauling ass poster?"
I remember my uncle had a poster of like it was like a red Ferrari with like a girl on it, like crawling on her stomach.
Yeah, like
it was like over his bed. I'm just like, this guy's awesome.
This guy is awesome.
Yeah, you had like that and like a 357 on the bed. Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah, there's something.
What are you into?
There's something very Kenny Powers. Yeah, about
what a
all
big industry that hot girl.
The bimbo poster
car,
industry.
No, the hot girl car combination.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Oh yeah.
Feeding off each other poster industry of the 80s.
Yeah, I would
very
agree.
Very specific thing.
And it's gone, right?
No,
gone.
They still have the
now,
car magazine.
Now they're on like Mini Coopers.
No,
right.
It's like hipster
no, there's
girls.
Still the car. Oh, what is it? Low Rider. Right? Isn't that
the that's different, though. That's different.
Yeah. That's a different. That's a culture thing.
Yeah.
We're talking about things for Irish people.
We're talking about, like, white trash.
Yeah.
We're talking about white trash posters, Bill.
Yeah, they're a thing of the past.
No, there's got to.
Let's bring them back.
Let's bring them back, a white trash poster
Here's
store.
Here's the thing, though. Those kind of shorts and jeans, those were white trash in the 90s. And now they're considered mainstream.
Oh, white trash is huge right now.
Yeah, white like, trash is big.
This is
white
hot.
Trash is where it's at.
White trash is huge.
Huge. White trash is huge.
No, huge. It's true. Like, we were in that store today, all those starter jackets we saw,
they had
the satin starter jackets in there.
Yeah, everything's coming full circle. What
but
kind
these
of...
are, like, originals. These are, like, some guy wore this and, like,
like
smoked
original...
a million cigarettes in it.
Oh, it's like
it's like from 1985.
Yeah,
like and some, it was like $50.
I believe it.
$89.
They did have a pair of original Jordan shoes in there from '85 that were like $2,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, had they been worn?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were Carolina blue.
So, like, who wants somebody's worn shoes from 1985?
There's lots of people out there, I'm sure.
Someone in Japan, maybe.
Did you guys pick them up and smell them and look at them and go?
No, they were in like a case. Nice? You can touch them.
Don't touch. Those are hipster gold shoes. Like, those are what.
They were hipster gold shoes.
Hipster gold shoes.
Hipster gold shoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the agent of the month is Hipster Gold. He's related to Ari Gold. He's his cousin.
Hipster Gold Shoes is a nice band name.
Hipster Gold Shoes.
Opening up for Bob Dylan, Hipster Gold Shoes.
What kind of music is Hipster Gold Shoes play?
It's folk metal.
Folk metal.
It'd be amazing.
Spinning. What is he like finger picking hard? Like
Electric banjo.
Electric banjo.
Yeah. Heavy metal banjo. Mostly.
I could get into that. Bill, what are you looking at? Bimbo Bakeries?
I'm looking at the Bimbo Bakery logo.
Every time I do see the Bimbo truck, I do giggle.
Yeah,
I think to myself, that's really funny that company exists and it's Bimbo.
Well, it's kind of funny because it kind of looks like a logo of something that we would see that was sold in the store we were at today, like a t-shirt that would say this on it. You know,
right,
Bimbo.
Like it's like a joke, but it ain't. Yeah. It's a real thing.
Sure.
Going to Palm Springs tomorrow.
Man, you're all over the place. You're going to all the hot spots.
All the cool spots where old, retired, tan, wealthy guys.
You'll fit in good
out
there, though.
In Palm Springs?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
That's more your speed.
It is.
That's not Cancun.
No.
It's a different world.
This is more Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, you know.
This is like...
chill out time, palm
Cadillacs
trees.
And Lincoln Town cars, and everyone drives real slow.
You know what? I got a rental car because I'm flying in... No, I'm going to the...
golf shirts and like, you know...
White Bucks.
White Bucks and shorts.
And gold Rolexes.
And a gold-like bracelet.
Gold bracelet.
Yeah.
I got to get a gold bracelet.
Go to Sears.
Honey, I'm going to Palm Springs. Do you think they have any gold bracelets at Sears? Can you say the guy at Sears? Pardon me, Juan. I'm going to Palm Springs tomorrow. Do you have any gold bracelets?
Why has it got to be Juan?
Yes, sir. We have some gold Sears bracelets.
Why can't it be Eric?
Or it could be Eric, your favorite guy.
Yes, we do have gold bracelets.
Okay, Eric.
No, what if it's just like, yeah, we got the gold bracelets at aisle 6.
You can do it.
Yeah.
You gotta get your uniform going. Maybe you get a cane or something.
A cane.
Yeah.
Oh, are you gonna
wear a hurricane?
Are you gonna wear your shades, like your Robert Evans shades down there?
Without a doubt. Yeah. I'm gonna sell it. Walk down there and tell everybody that, you know, I'm a distant cousin of Sidney Korshak's.
Tell them the new boy's in town.
The new boy.
Hey, I'm the new boy.
You want to split a lobster with me?
Go halves on a lobster roll with me, the new boy. Round of golf and a lobster roll with the new boy.
Just say that to some guy on the plane.
I'm not flying, so that's just it. I'm not flying directly into Palm Springs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was.
Are you going to Salt Lake City first?
No, I got to go to LAX and then jump in a car and drive 2.5 hours.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Eh, that'll be nice, though.
It might be.
Yeah, the scenery should be cool. California.
Oh, that's going to be. Is that a Highway 1 mission?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. You go down the coast? That's unbelievable.
All right.
That's like driving in Italy.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing.
I don't think it's Highway 1. I'll pull it up after our next break.
I know it's not San Francisco, but when you're driving, are you going to start
the Full House music?
Yeah, is that going to be in your head?
There's Palm Springs in like...
Yeah, the Full House. Everywhere you go, everywhere you see.
Yeah.
I don't know the lyrics of that. I'm going to have to pull that up later.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The Full House music will not be playing as I drive to Palm Springs.
Okay. Just a thought.
Maybe a little Elvis Presley or some Frank or some Dino. I don't know. But you mentioned what kind of, Clay, you said everybody drives Cadillacs?
Oh, I
rented a Cadillac to drive down there.
Very nice.
You're all set.
Yeah. Nice. One of the things that I was told by when my boss was like, oh, there's no direct flights to Palm Springs. I said, no, not without it being like layover after layover. And at that point, it would take me like 13 hours to get there.
Right.
So he's like, you know what? Why don't you just fly into LAX and rent a car? And I said, well, if I rent a car, can I rent a luxury car or a convertible, per se? Well,
Palm Springs is inland, so you're not going on the coast.
No, I'm not going on the
coast
at all.
You're driving straight east.
I'm going straight east. That's right, buddy.
God bless you.
Right to the desert. I'm looking forward to my Cadillac that is supposed to be waiting for me.
It's going
to
be nice.
Although it says it's a Cadillac... Or something like that.
Ooh.
Now, I'm very wary of what that could be.
Famous,
you know?
Words.
Because then you get there and they're like, we got you a Chrysler Sebring. And you go, where's my Cadillac? You know?
You know what?
No, we got you a Ford Focus.
Yeah, you'll get something small like that.
Better not be. Better not be.
Well, get ready for disappointment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be in one of the most beautiful places in the world.
That's what I hear. Have you been there, Clay?
To Palm Springs?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking California.
But I presume that since so many wealthy movie stars seem to have vacation homes there and retire there, that it must be pretty, pretty, pretty nice.
It must be pretty nice because it's in the middle of nowhere.
In fact, I'm not actually going to Palm Springs. I'm going to Rancho Mirage, is it called.
Ooh.
It's
where Antonio Banderas lives.
That's where Banderas lives. No, he doesn't. We just made that up. But it sounds good. Ex-President Gerald Ford presided there for a long time.
Rancho Mirage?
Yeah. And apparently Barack Obama is considering moving to Rancho Mirage after his daughter is finished with high school.
Hey, maybe you'll bump in, though.
Yeah. Hey, Obama, what's the deal with Emmanuel?
Yeah. It's the deal with the White Sox.
Why would Obama know what the deal with the White Sox is?
He's a big White Sox fan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Come on.
I guess.
Rancho Mirage.
Cubs are pretty close to clinching, guys.
I knew they were going to do
it. Maybe even by the time this show airs, it will be already set in stone that the Cubs will be going to the playoffs.
Yeah, whatever.
So things are going to get interesting. I don't know. As a bartender, I'm a little bit pumped again for it. Hopefully we can make some money.
Yeah.
But I don't work like any of those weeknights. Well, no, actually, I think the last time when the Cubs were in the playoffs, you had to go two-man behind the bar.
You should get in the hat business since you're such a hat expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll design some Cubs hats.
Yeah, some funny Cubs hats.
Some funky Cubs hats for some bimbos. I can do that.
That you can do.
Funky Cub hat for bimbo.
Uh-huh. It's my name of my company, Funky Cub Hat for Bimbo.
I just saw a disturbing story. You want to hear it?
Sure. Yes.
There's a couple in Russia
that
they just discovered has been eating people.
Oh.
Yeah, together. They may have eaten over 30 people over the past 10 years.
30 people?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't shock me.
Nah, it's... Yeah.
I'm sure there's people in the United States like that. We just haven't heard of them yet. But, like, to have a couple did they capture them both together?
They did, yeah. They would, like, drug their victims and then go about their business.
And then dine on them.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Read about it. It's pretty amazing.
Google Russians that dine on Russian couple that dines on.
They're calling them the cannibal couple.
Where did you find this news?
Was it on Yahoo News.
Oh my goodness.
So that's a reliable news source.
Putin.
Reliable internet news.
Did you read about a couple on Yahoo News? Yeah, we made it up.
Yes, very embarrassing.
We are so angry that we didn't know of them before everyone else did. We could have put them to good use.
Yeah. I guess they worked at a military academy and they possibly have been like slipping like...
Oh, they were eating soldiers?
No, they were slipping meat into their food.
Hmm. That's real.
Human meat into the soldiers' food.
Oh.
Trying okay. to, you know, convert them without them knowing.
Convert them into cannibals?
I don't know how it works.
Russian cannibals. You got to be careful.
People yeah. with too much time in their
first
hands.
They get into your computers, and then they get into your elections, and then the next thing you know, they're in your whammy burgers.
That's right.
What are you going to do Whoa. About it?
You know, oddly enough, I have a craving for a Big Mac right now.
Do you really?
I had a Big Mac for dinner.
You know what they used to call those,
I had a Big Mac for dinner.
Cannibal burgers?
A Big Mac attack. I'm having a Big Mac attack. Oh, that was a commercial back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Something about a Big Mac.
I feel like former Mayor Harold Washington used to have a Big Mac attack a couple times a week.
I think that's what killed him.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, you know, this guy doesn't have Big Mac attacks because he stays in shape. Whoa.
Billy, Ooh. You're talking about?
No,
yourself?
I'm talking about Dwayne Wade leaving the Bulls.
Yeah, I saw that. Right?
The Bulls are 20 years away from being good.
And I don't know, reports today are saying that after he clears waivers, mm-hmm. which would be tomorrow night, well, even though we're taping here on Tuesday, we normally do Wednesdays, that he will sign with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming.
Who cares?
Well, yeah, now it's kind of like, you know what it's weird about? It's like Cleveland now has D. Rose, Wade, and LeBron, which was like every Chicagoan's dream
the NBA
6 years ago.
The NBA is a complete
Remember that? You were like, oh, if we could sign those guys, and they did try to sign them, you know.
There's no team loyalty.
Let's see what they do.
Zero.
There's no
Zero,
team
Clay.
Loyalty in the NBA anymore.
I know.
Back when we grew up, like, Isaiah Thomas was on one team.
Yeah, that was it.
Larry Bird was on one team.
Right. Right.
Kevin McHale was on one team. Jordan was on one team. The Wizard thing doesn't count.
Right.
You know, it's just not like that anymore. It's like this mixing and matching.
Well, I think what
they build all-star teams.
Well, what happened to the league is, first of all, it became so diversified within that era of probably the early 2000s and the late 90s.
It's like you can't buy a Wade jersey because you don't know what team he's going to be on in 2 years.
That, and I think that the sport got so big globally that there was so much money involved that even your small market, what would be considered small market franchises of the previous decade, could now absolutely contend within free agency. And you know, even with this, like, you know, is there a salary? There's a salary cap in basketball, isn't there?
I believe so.
Anyway,
back to the Bulls.
Well,
they're in deep trouble. Same with the White Sox. The Hawks will be good.
I don't know.
Good.
I kind of like what the Sox got going on.
Cubs will be good.
They just shut down that kid, Lucas Galito. I think that's how I pronounce it.
Yeah.
They shut him down for the year because I think he did, I don't know, 200-plus innings or something like that. I don't know. But they're excited for his future. I'm not worried about the Sox, to tell you the truth. I think they're closer than we think. The Bears, on the other hand, even though they won the other night, I don't know who these guys are yet.
They're not good.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Jordan Howard looked great. Jordan Howard looked great on Sunday, but he was totally absent the first two games. Now, I don't know. Maybe he was hurt.
They got to put in Trubinsky.
That's what I think.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe Trubinsky doesn't need to play. I mean, towards the end of that game in the fourth quarter there, Glennon throws that stupid interception to, you know, when the Bears were like on their own 40. And you're like, this is the game. And, you know, they got lucky there. But that could have cost him the game. Kind of reminded me of like a Cutler move.
You know what I was going to do?
What?
I was going to play a song.
Oh, okay.
Just to do it.
Go for it, man.
You know what? I wanted to play this one because we've been talking about bimbos a lot on this. And hair metal kind of comes into that play, doesn't it? And I'm going to be going to Palm Springs and I'm going to be all by myself, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, did you remember the White Snake video with Tawny Katan?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, here I go again on my own.
Yeah, man.
Here we go. Here we go again. It's White Snake.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time, but here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know
was one of the worst versions I've ever heard. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I hope our radio listeners stuck with us for that. I thought that was the other Snake version, but Clay, you said that sounded a little bit more like someone's dad at karaoke.
It did. Like, hey, my name's Roger. I'm an electrician. Here I go again!
Enjoy the pizza from Mama D's.
This is for you, Kimberly, my wife for 22 years.
She's a hell of a good bimbo.
When I met her, she was a bimbo. Now she's the best mom I ever asked for.
When I met her,
Thanks for the cheese fries, Kimberly.
I was just in need of heart, in need of rescue. Waiting on love, sweet charity.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, well, you're going to be going on your, going again.
Going on another trip again.
Yeah, yeah.
You know where I went again? To the dentist today.
Oh, no.
I went back to MUDS, Clay. Midwestern University Dental School. Oh, MUDS.
Gosh. Welcome to MUDS. Let's see those teeth of yours.
Yeah. Not
you
my
silly bimbo.
We fix bimbo teeth here at MUDS.
Welcome to MUDS.
It's a great place, but we can talk a little bit more about my butt, my experience.
My butt. Your butt? See, butt cheeks are on the brain.
They're on my... We can talk more about my butt teeth after this commercial break.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death.
Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back. Hulu's Hulu, 1240 a.m. Welcome back. Final stretch of the show. I want to make a quick little announcement.
Sure.
Patrick Michael Houlihan Jr., my son, turned 3 this week.
Wow, happy birthday.
Yeah. A little shout out to Mikey.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Mike. We love you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
I did visit Mudd's again. I got the tooth has become ongoing. Originally visited there because I thought I was going to get a deal.
No deal.
No deals. Starting to, the price tag is going up and up and up.
At Mudd's?
Yeah, at Mudd's.
You got to find a lesser quality school.
When you get the bill, you're like,
Where do you get your teeth done? Lincoln Tech.
Down in Evansville, Indiana. Like a 6-hour drive.
Got my root canal done over at Lincoln Technical
Auto
School.
So what now? Like, do you have to get this thing filled again? Or is it done? Is this the one that you wanted to have shaved?
They did the restoration today, and then they drilled in it and rooted it out, and now it has to be crowned.
God bless.
So yeah.
When does the crownie come on?
Next time I go.
Did they give you a temporary crown right now?
They gave me a temp thing. Yeah. So there's that, you know. If you've enjoyed listening to this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli on iTunes. If you search under Free Crack, C-R-A-I-C. You can also find us at freecrack.com. Show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan.
You know what I just thought about, actually?
What did you think about?
Next week's episode will be our third year on the air.
Wow.
Is it going to be
coming
up?
Yeah, I think the first week of October when we started in 2014 was our first year.
That'd be 156 episodes then, roughly.
Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah,
we'll have to have a big celebration for our 200th episode.
Yeah.
For our 200th episode, we're going to have a big party for all of our listeners. You got to all come out. We're
going
to sign autographed copies of
hauling
ass posters for everybody.
Yeah, why not?
Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They do that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night, and then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow that. They tape at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Nice work.
Oh, you know what? If you're going to be around tomorrow, go to the movie, Hooli. We're very proud of it. That's going to be at the Gene Siskel Film Center. You can go see The Young Offenders tomorrow night.
It's awesome.
At 5:30 p.m. It's
very
critically
funny.
Acclaimed in Ireland. Very, very, very funny film. And you can be down there and you can meet me.
And you can meet the film's producer.
And you can, that's
Katie
right.
Ryan, I believe.
Katie Ryan will be there as well.
And you can meet Bill.
You can meet Bill. And maybe
Clay.
Who looks
exactly like Pat.
Yeah.
That's right. And you can see his new shirt and his new hat.
Maybe if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
I want to thank
all of our... Actually, I'm going to wear some Bimbo shorts. The new ones.
What are those again?
Long
zippers?
No, like those high-waisted jeans with like your ass cheeks like just cut. Like your ass cheeks are hanging out.
Butt cheeks.
Yeah, I'm going to wear those to the movie, Hooli. I mean, it's obviously socially acceptable for everybody else.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Okay, that's it. That's
Billy
all I got.
Billy Dukes.
Yeah.
Get yourself a pair of Billy Dukes.
Yep.
All right. See you at the movie, Hooli. Until next week. Bye.